T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Marks and Reese Show, the first show of July. First show since I came back from a beautiful week down the Jersey Shore. Johnny Marks and one Ike Reese in his Spartan green and white.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
How you doing?
What's up, brother? Welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome
back. Yeah, you guys had some stuff to talk about last week.
Yeah.
Had some good guests. You know, I can't say I was listening all that much, but I was following along on Twitter. You know, I know what was going on, but
sure,
yeah.
Sure, I wouldn't listen either.
Yeah, you guys had some stuff to dig your teeth into as we do today, Ike, because we know LeBron's gone and he's going to the Lakers. Is anybody really surprised? I'm sure there's some disappointed 76ers fans out there. I'm not disappointed. Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm just kind of like, all right, whatever. Yeah. I would have been surprised if he came here, honestly.
Yeah, I would have too. I think there are, you know, some disappointed fans out there. They've had about a day now to sort of allow it to sort of sink in. And I think today they are gradually moving on from LeBron.
Right.
But here's the one thing that I've learned, or I'm getting a sense of. The whole LeBron not coming has soured people on Kawhi Leonard and whether or not they want Kawhi Leonard.
So, because this is what Joe DeCameron was saying last show. He was saying, yeah, so I would have traded whatever to get Kawhi if LeBron was coming here, because at that point you're pushing all your chips all in, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
You get LeBron, you do whatever it takes to get Kawhi Leonard, and that's that. But now that LeBron isn't coming to Philadelphia and he's going going out west to the Lakers, now do you really want to trade all of your positive assets to get Kawhi Leonard? And Ike, I am here to say this and be very clear about it. Yes. You trade anything on this team other than Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. That means you trade Markelle Fultz, I don't think they're going to, but you do whatever you have to do to get Kawhi Leonard, and you take the risk that he leaves after one season. That's what you do.
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying this for the longest because I thought it was the more likely scenario to play itself out, because I didn't believe LeBron was going to choose Philadelphia to come here. But the whole trading with the San Antonio Spurs, the relationship with Greg Popovich, Brett Brown, that whole thing, I've always felt like this was the move to make. And I still believe it's the move to make. I believe the Sixers believe it's the move to make. Now we just need the Spurs to unhand him. You know what
I
mean? Right. Like, quit trying to muscle the Sixers to get them to clear the cupboard for Kawhi. Like, stop trying to get that Greg Popovich, or trying to get the Celtics to possibly throw in Jason Tatum. They aren't going to do that.
Right.
The Sixers are your team to deal with, or he's walking next year. Now, I remember a GM thinking that it would be better off for the team to wait until the trading deadline to get rid of potential big men that we had here instead of possibly moving them on draft night, right? Because they thought the value would increase. Yeah, the value decreased on both of them. Neither one of them worth of one center combined. And Jahlil Okafor and Nerlens Noel. So I think the time is now, and certainly before you head to training camp. Unless they think they're going to convince Kawhi to re-sign. Now, that's different than thinking you're going to get a boatload in return for him. So unless you're going to convince him to re-sign, if he's held steadfast on being traded or not finishing his career with the Spurs, then you got to move him now to get what you can get for him. And I think the Sixers are in a pretty good position, because – what leverage does the Spurs have?
You're right. Less.
Yeah, what leverage do they have?
The Lakers' play probably is to wait a year if they're not going to take their package. And by the way, the Spurs don't want to do a deal with the Lakers, so they would probably take less from an Eastern team. And if you're the 76ers, see, here's the way I look at it, right? It, it's a no-brainer. The package that's being talked about is Dario, Rocco, and three first-round draft picks, including that Miami pick in 2021, which could end up being a good pick, mm-hmm. right? That's a no-brainer. I can't. I want somebody to explain to me why they wouldn't do that trade.
Talking about picks somewhere in the, 26 range, 24 range?
Yeah, you're not talking about...
We're not talking about top 10 picks
here. This isn't
here.
The Nets pick next year. This isn't a bad team's pick. You've already traded those picks away. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Brian Colangelo. Mm-hmm. I don't... And we're going to try to get Spike in here, because he's anti... The process people are anti-Kawhi people, it sounds like.
Yeah, they're back to, let's watch it organically.
They want to accumulate assets. Yeah. The times now, go out. Are you kidding me? Three first-round draft picks, Dario and Rocco... For Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
Like, Paul George resigned with OKC mm-hmm. over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the perfect template for what the 76ers can do, which is you get him here, then you just keep him. Right? You can pay him more money than anybody else. Yeah, the Lakers. He might want to go back to the Lakers. Everybody thought Paul George was going to the Lakers.
Right.
He didn't. He resigned. Do the same thing with Kawhi.
Yeah, with a better situation than the Lakers.
Yes.
Than the Lakers.
Yes. Yep.
So with a better situation here... You get Kawhi here, you move assets, that's going to free up some cap space. You re-sign Kawhi the following year, and guess what? You still may have money left over to add someone else through free agency. You may be able to let J.J. Redick walk at the next year. Jared Bayless gone at the next year, so there's more money freeing up for you that you could possibly add someone else to the roster. Not necessarily an all-star, but you can add another piece that could be here with Ben, Joel, Kawhi, and Markel.
You could have a starting lineup right now of Joe, Kawhi, J.J. Redick, Markel, and Ben.
Yeah.
Right? You could put J.J. and Markel in the starting lineup because Ben's a big dude, mm-hmm. and you have Kawhi Leonard as your small forward, or really your big forward right there.
Yeah, you're talking about adding a guy that would essentially be the best player in the conference. You would have the best player in the conference on your team.
Not just offensively. Two-time defensive player of the league.
Yeah.
Two times.
You're talking about a top-five player when he's healthy.
Yeah, I want someone that doesn't want, that would not do this deal. Or if you agree with us, 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. Here's the bigger picture, Ike. If you don't do this trade, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, it's fine. You still have Ben. You still have Joe. But then what? What do you have? You don't have high draft picks left. Yeah. But you have some cap space. But cap space doesn't mean squat unless there's an available free agent that wants to come and sign here.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. You could end up having Ben and JoJo, and you're still trying to add players, and you can't take that chance. If you can go out and get this guy, it's worth the risk to get it done now. Is Dario worth the risk, essentially? Really? He's the best player in the packages.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
And by the way, if you're the Lakers, I'm not trading the Spurs anything. I got LeBron James now. So if Kawhi's coming, he'll be here next year as a free agent.
Right.
So where do the Spurs turn? If I'm the Lakers, I'm not trading anything to the Spurs.
Boston, maybe?
I don't need to trade anything to the Spurs.
No, you wait.
If I'm the Lakers, I can just wait on him if that's the case.
888-729-9494. Tell us why. Why? It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer to do this. I can't believe, and I get that. Oh, LeBron's gone, so you don't want to trade everything to get Kawhi Leonard. Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do. He's that good of a player.
You don't have. It's rare that a player of his caliber becomes available. It's rare.
Yes.
No matter how you look at the Sixers situation, you know the Sixers know. They need another all-star caliber player, an all-star level player. They need that player to go with Ben and Joel. So you can either sit around and wait for Markel to turn into an all-star or hope that Dario turns into an all-star, or you can try to trade for Kawhi, have an all-star here, convince him that your culture is where he wants to be and needs to be, and continue to add around Ben, Kawhi, and Joel Embiid. That's what you do.
Get him here, don't let him leave.
That's what you do.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Yep.
You convince him that the better situation is right here in Philadelphia. That's what you do when you have an opportunity to get a player of this caliber. a player of this caliber. That's what you do.
Is this right? 81% already say no?
Yeah, everybody's scared off.
At Mark's Freeze WP, really?
Everybody's scared off.
I got a vote here, yes.
Everybody's resorted back to, let's watch them grow. We didn't get LeBron.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem.
We didn't get LeBron. Now I just want to watch the team grow.
I heard some, Ben pointed this out, and he's right. There's a little bit of the camera scaredness. Remember before the playoffs started, they were scared.
Yeah.
And they show a little bit scared. It seems like it's the same thing here. What are you waiting to watch grow? Yeah. You know what these guys are going to be for the most part, right?
I'm trying to figure out, what are you afraid of? Like, what are you afraid of? That Markelle Fultz is somehow going to turn into James Harden? Oh, I'm sorry. Is Dario turning into Dirk? What are you afraid of?
Yeah, see,
You're keeping your two best players. I'm trying to figure out, what are we afraid of?
I don't think that. It seems like if you read, I don't know what to believe that you read out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they're saying Fultz isn't available.
Oh, that's even better.
Honestly, if you're the Spurs,
that's even better.
The Spurs don't really have a lot of leverage here to say, no, you have to give us Fultz.
Right.
Kawhi, it comes out over the weekend that he'll sit out the season if he doesn't get traded, right?
Yeah.
So you know what that is. That's just being put out there by the agent to try to say, like, listen, you better make the trade. You know what? If I was the Spurs, I'd make the trade.
Yeah.
You move on now. It's a distraction if you hold on to him. They don't really have a choice.
Yeah, they're going to move him. They're going to move him. The Sixers need to stay in the hunt. They need to keep their ear right on this situation and continue to try to get Kawhi Leonard here. Oh, by the way, I know Brett Brown just signed an extension. There's no guarantee Brett Brown's going to be here in 4 or 5 years.
There's no guarantee Brett Brown's going to be here in 2 years or even 1 year.
Exactly.
Who knows?
That's why Brett Brown wants to win right now.
And he should. J.J. Redick signs a 1 year contract.
We're going to turn the Eastern Conference over to the Celtics and make the Celtics an attractive team? That's what we're going to do? We're going to let the Celtics rule the Eastern Conference, so if Anthony Davis becomes available or someone like that, they can just go to the Celtics because they know they got an easier path just walking to the NBA Finals in the East. That's what we're going to do. We just let the Celtics stock up with all the talent.
What exactly do people want to see grow? Seriously, what do people want to see grow? You know what can end up happening? Joe gets injured again. Now you're stuck with Ben and a bunch of guys that are okay.
Right. Yeah, I can't take it, man. I'm glad Brett Brown believes that we need to continue the star hunt. I'd really be upset. I'm just trying to figure out why this fan base doesn't get on board with this. I'm glad the coach is star hunting. He's trying to get Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, he's already a better GM than Brian Colangelo.
I'm glad he's trying to get Kawhi Leonard.
Got J.J. Redick to take $12 million instead of, what did he pay him last year?
23.
Between 12 and 13 for a 1 year contract signed today. Hey, that number, Ike, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, 1 year contract. That's good. All right. We also have a pair of Kevin Hart tickets. The Irresponsible Tour. It's on July 14th at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets available right now at Ticketmaster.com. Meet and greet packages available as well. Here's how we're going to do it. Ben said this to me. He's like, everybody loves the World Cup, and I just don't get it. I'm not into it. And it's like, everybody loves the World. Are you watching World Cup?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I saw it, but I wasn't tuned in like everybody else.
Down the shore?
Yeah.
It's kind of during the day, not working or whatever. I watched a lot of World Cup, and I enjoyed it. It was great.
Yeah.
And you know what happens? I get back to my regular life. I don't know were they even playing today? I don't know what happened. Mexico lost, actually.
I think Russia already won it.
I like it.
I saw that. Russia, they had the great save. That was a great save.
It was.
To win that game.
It was. So here's the question.
Kick the ball.
The best answer we get.
Kick. Nice.
Best answer we get on the lines when you're talking about whatever we're talking about here. We'll win the pair of Kevin Hart tickets, all right? What is one thing that everyone likes but you can't get into? 888-729-9494. And I think we have the same one, actually, in one of these that I thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that TV show that? Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, I'm out completely out. I won't watch it because everybody else is watching.
But people get angry that you won't watch it.
Yeah, I won't watch it.
They had that Fugazi Facebook Live show in Sludge's studio for a couple weeks.
Yeah, what was that all about? Nothing. I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, I just
watching TV.
I'm not interested. Right? So just like the World Cup, give us something that everybody likes but you can't get into. 888-729-9494 and explain why You wouldn't want the 76ers to do this trade.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.